Congressman Joe Walsh has made a national name for himself as a brash, Tea Party-backed conservative during his 2 years representing the old 8th District, which included his home in McHenry County. The new 8th District was drawn by Illinois Democrats to favor their party, and their candidate November 6th is Tammy Duckworth of Hoffman Estates. The two couldn't be much more different. Duckworth describes herself as pragmatic.
My entire career, whether it was in the military or with not-for-profits or later on these last 6 years in government, has been about getting the job done and finding the practical solutions to the problems that we have.
Repeated requests for an interview with Walsh went unanswered by his campaign over the past month. So we turned to his campaign website for his stance on issues, as well as an interview he recorded with WNIJ at Northern Illinois University on August 11th, 2011.
I've become a fairly outspoken Tea Party conservative voice. Uncharted territories right now. We are bankrupting future generations. Our government is broke. Unless we change things, future generations won't forgive us.
Walsh blames President Obama and Democrats for what he calls a miserable job climate.
You either do what the president did, and he didn't create the mess, but you come into office and you borrow money and use government to stimulate the economy. I would argue that it's been an abject failure. The other way, the direction we should go is to grow the economy. And you do that by getting the foot of government off of businesses and the rest of us.
Walsh says simplifying the tax code, lowering taxes, and investing in infrastructure are all job-creating moves. Duckworth says the transportation bill with its construction jobs is a good way to jumpstart the economy. And there are a number of ways the federal government can help small businesses add jobs.
One, I've proposed tax credits for businesses that hire people here in the U.S., also businesses that hire someone who's been unemployed for more than 6 months.
One area where the two candidates actually find some common ground is foreign policy. Both say the U.S. must stand with Israel in the Middle East. Both support taking action, military if necessary, to keep Iran from developing nuclear capabilities. Duckworth says it's important for the country to look beyond the Middle East as well.
Other countries, such as China, have moved into some of the vacuum we've left, whether it's in Asia or even in Africa or in Latin America, in terms of Chinese investments looking for natural resources.
Walsh says it's also important to keep an eye on what's happening at home.
I'm on the Homeland Security Committee. Those folks around the world are still out there, and they are desperately trying to get their hands on weapons that will hurt us.
As for social issues, the two candidates tend to line up with their parties. Walsh doesn't want same-sex marriages made legal or benefits to be granted to same-sex couples. Duckworth supports same-sex marriage. Duckworth is in favor of protecting abortion rights laid out under Roe v. Wade and counts access to contraception as part of reproductive rights. Walsh has released a statement confirming he is pro-life without exception. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.